Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In June of 2018, Sheila Gestring became the University of South Dakota's 18th president. She's the second USD graduate to serve in the role. And she's joining us today from SDPB's Vermilion Studio to talk about her commitment to the university and to the growth of the city of Vermilion. President Gestring, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
When you took over as the 18th president, you were no stranger to the University of South Dakota. Do you feel like you were able to sort of hit the ground running because of your background at the university? Let's start there.
I do think that makes a big difference. Certainly having those relationships with all the individuals on campus and in the community, there's already a level of trust, and we can certainly all work together because we have been for the last 12 years. So I think there's a definite advantage to hitting the ground running, as you put it, by having familiarity with the university right at the very beginning.
Tell me about some of the early responses and support you heard from faculty. What did you hear from faculty? What kind of reception did they give you? And what were some of those things that they wanted you to hear right away?
Sure. Mostly you're going to hear from the people that are supportive. I didn't really necessarily have any naysayers reach out to me, though I suspect there undoubtedly were. But for the most part, I think the faculty were incredibly supportive because I like to think that I've been supportive even in my prior role, and also because higher education really is sort of changing and evolving, and the biggest challenges that we're going to have going forward are going to be access for students and affordability and managing through tough times. So by and large, a lot of the faculty were really supportive. And in fact, I had reached out to a number of them before even considering applying, just to get a sense of whether or not there would be support from the faculty. And some of the things they told me early on, yeah. In terms of needs, salary compression continues to be a concern. We've had, out of 10 years, I think there were at least 4 years in there where there were no raises, and that creates some challenges.
And we should, for folks who don't know, your previous position was as USD's chief financial officer, so you had come from a strong financial background. Tell me a little bit, because you said some of the upcoming challenges are affordability, and of course this is the time of year when students are graduating from college and dealing with that student debt, and others are trying to, you know, make their college decisions and how much debt they should take on, where's the best investment. How do you intend to address some of those challenges with accessibility and affordability?
We will keep doing our part in that, in being as efficient as we possibly can. And, you know, a lot of times we don't talk enough about what we do really, really well, and that is one area that South Dakota does well. USD in particular spends significantly less per degree than our peers. So I think we're doing a really good job from the university's end. And then also continue to talk with state lawmakers about establishing a needs-based financial aid package that is funded by the state. We're the only state without that, without a significant meaningful needs-based financial aid package, and there are a lot of students out there that I think have the academic ability, just at this point aren't able to close that gap.
Tell us about some of the big stories that we can expect to hear coming out of the University of South Dakota, you know, even this summer, the National Music Museum renovations. Where do you want to begin with some of the big news?
Sure. Obviously, the National Music Museum, there are a couple projects there. One is the Preservation Center that the community of Vermilion really stepped up and helped make that a reality so that we could begin this expansion and renovation of the existing facility. That will be a pretty significant big news item. That won't be completed this summer, but perhaps the next. Dakota Dome renovation, same thing. That'll be significant. That renovation is what I always say is the final completion of the dome. There were always supposed to be permanent seats on the west side, and that is now coming to fruition. And there are going to be some changes in suites. We're going to have those about 10 feet off the ground as opposed to at the top of the dome, which I think will make for a very unique experience for the fan. Other news, I hope I get to say we have another record-breaking class in the fall, but in this market that can be a little bit challenging.
Right. Let's talk, because we were talking on this program last week about changes at the University Center, which are still in flux, the University Center in Sioux Falls. And, of course, last year, there was a big conversation about the USD Law School and what its relationship with Sioux Falls could be. You know, some people want it to be, some people didn't want it to be. Talk a little bit about the University Center first, if you will, and how that facility's relationship with USD is changing.
Well, that relationship is really strengthening, I would say. We're changing the focus on the student to be more student-centered and to meet the needs of students that we're not currently serving. When we were looking at the demographics of Sioux Falls, we found nearly 700 students in one graduating class chose not to go on to any form of post-secondary education. 510 of those students didn't even opt to take the ACT. So I feel like there are some students that we should be serving, and perhaps they have some challenges that are unique to the campuses individually, and we have an opportunity to also then help the Sioux Falls business with their workforce development challenges. They need significant additional workforce right now, and they need those employees to come in with the sort of soft skills that the degree that we're going to be focused most on, the Associates of Arts in General Studies, really provides: that communication skill, the problem solving skills, the ability to think critically. So I think that new focus is going to be a huge benefit for the potential students, meeting that need, as well as the businesses there in Sioux Falls and helping them with their workforce.
In South Dakota, you know, during the recent legislative session and with lots of conversations we have about higher education, there is always this, sometimes it's a tension, sometimes it's seen as an opportunity for more collaboration, but this notion of career readiness and liberal arts education versus, you know, technical school education. Talk a little bit about how you see the University of South Dakota embracing those different needs in the state and amongst students, because it's not always, you know, it's not always obvious, you know, what path should be explored and developed more deeply. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we are incredibly fortunate to have the various pathways we have available to us here in South Dakota. I would say for USD specifically, the liberal arts really at its foundation teaches you to learn how to learn and how to do that throughout your entire life. And so I think about a lot of the jobs that we have today didn't exist when I graduated. And as quickly as our society is evolving, I would imagine 5 years from now there are going to be jobs that we can't even contemplate. And a liberal arts education is going to teach that student, give that student the skills to be able to evolve with the changing marketplace. So I think a liberal arts education really is a great foundation for setting up future success for students.
And then how do you pair that with some of the, you know, demands for a certain kind of career readiness and workforce development? How does that fold into that liberal arts model?
When you say career readiness,
and workforce development, some of this notion of what is this degree for? If that's what we're hearing a lot of people asking.
Oh, sure. Well, I think of one individual that I know quite well, a family member, who actually went to a university in South Dakota and obtained a history degree. And right now he is a very successful bank manager serving a huge region. So I think to say, what is this degree for? It teaches you how to think critically, how to solve problems, how to communicate with people, how to manage. It just gives you all the skills you need to be successful.
Talk a little bit about the law school and some of you know, what's happening there, that the challenges that need to be overcome, and the way the university is meeting those challenges.
I'm really excited about the future of the law school. You know, nationally, law schools had challenges, and I think South Dakota's actually emerged from some of the early challenges more quickly than many. Last year, we had the highest LSAT scores, the entry test that students take to come in to and be admitted to law schools. That score was as high as it's been since 2010. We also had a 30% increase in the bar exam pass rates, from 50% to over 80%. That's absolutely fantastic and phenomenal change in that pass rate. And that's because of the commitment of our faculty and staff in the law school and their desire to see our students succeed. I believe that. I think next year's class is looking to be as good as last year's, and that's largely to the credit of the generosity of donors, alumni, and friends of the law school. They really stepped up and helped us raise $1.2 million for law school scholarships. As you brought up maybe a few minutes ago, the relationship with Sioux Falls and that task force that looked at whether or not moving to Sioux Falls would make an impact on enrollment. And, you know, of course, we found that that was not the case, but rather the most significant issue facing our law school was raising more funds for scholarships. And our donors stepped up in a big way, and really the support has been fantastic. And I also need to take a minute to thank the state lawmakers. They also infused $300,000 to help us with career planning, to help us with some additional programming, as well as some recruiting dollars and marketing dollars to really help us bring in solid classes year after year and sustain that.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Sheila Gestring is my guest, and she is the president of the University of South Dakota. And President Gestring, let's look ahead at this 10-year plan that USD is formulating. What are, as you look to the future, where do you feel like you're on particularly solid ground?
You know, I think the reputation of the university, everyone knows that the academic quality here is absolutely fantastic. The most exciting piece right now, looking towards that future, is we're in the process of renewing our strategic plan. Our current plan is ending, and now we have the opportunity to build on all of the momentum and all of the success of the past and ask ourselves where it is we want to go from here. So we'll be bringing in constituents from all over campus, from the community, from state lawmakers and businesses. So that's a really exciting time to be thinking forward about that 10 years and defining where it is we want to go from here.
What are some of those highlights? Do you have early predictions?
I'm going to predict that needs-based financial aid is going to be a high priority for the university. I keep looking at those numbers, and for students that were eligible for the Pell Grant, that federal financial aid package, we've lost about 25% of those numbers for students that were eligible in just the last 5 years. We need to reverse that. We need to give students that opportunity at a life-changing education.
Mm. And what's the solution to that? Is that a state legislative solution?
I think it can be a shared solution. Mm-hmm. You know, when we presented the request to the state legislature, and it really was still in discussion and on the table until the very last day of session, so I think there is an audience there. But, you know, I committed to matching that with raised funds. If the state's able to fund, let's just use round numbers, $1 million a year for something like that program, USD would then match that dollar for dollar.
Because many of those students right now, either as you alluded to before, not even bothering, and a lot of others are headed out of state to places where they have needs-based financial aid.
That's correct.
Right. President Sheila Gestring is with the University of South Dakota. Any final thoughts that you wanted to leave us with? We appreciate your time.
Go Yotes.